Here at the furthest end of the Christmas season, we have one last Christmas story for you today. It's from Sunny Skies. There's a rare book in high demand at a public library in Boise, Idaho. It's the original manuscript. There are no copies, and it requires a year-long wait list to borrow it. 8-year-old Dylan Helbig has garnered national attention over social media for his adorable book, The Adventures of Dylan Helbig's Christmas, that he left on a bookshelf at the Ada Community Library. While visiting the library with his grandmother, he held the 81-page book to his chest as he passed the librarians. He then slipped the book onto a children's bookshelf without anyone seeing him do it. "I wanted to put my book in the library center since I was 5, he said, "and I've always had a love for books and libraries," as he spoke to Good Morning America. "I wanted people," he said, "to read it." After his mom discovered that Dylan left his book at the library, they returned only to find the book was missing from the spot Dylan had placed it. That's because branch manager Alex Hartman and a few co-workers had already discovered and read Dylan's book. They not only loved it, but decided it met all the selection criteria. So with Dylan's parents' permission, they slapped a barcode on it and formally added it to the library's collection. Now there's a 55-person wait list to check out the lone copy of The Adventures of Dylan Helbig's Christmas. It could take a while, as library patrons are allowed to hold on to the books for up to 4 weeks. Dylan, who aspires to become the next big comic book author, already has plans for his next book, The Jacket-Eating Closet, which is based on a true story. He said, "Every time in kindergarten, put my jacket in the closet, and during recess, it would be gone. The jackets are still gone, and that's why I'm making the book," he said. Isaiah 11:6, "The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and lion and fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.